You can say this about the Philippines' new president, Rodrigo Duterte. He is not boring. Here's what he said about the United States, a longtime ally, on a recent state visit to Beijing.
Your Honors, in this venue, I announce my separation from the United States.
Militarily, economically. He walked that back when he got home. He said he was talking about a separation of foreign policy and that he would still maintain diplomatic ties with the U.S. Still, there's little doubt that this relationship is on the rocks. Michael Sullivan has more from Manila.
It's not just Duterte. There's a growing sense among many Filipinos that the decades-long relationship between the U.S. and its former colony is seriously one-sided, condescending even, and needs a reboot.
So it is in this context that I'm asking our American friends and our American leaders to look at our aspirations. We cannot be forever the little brown brothers of America.
That's Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yasay in a speech last month at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, talking about the complicated relationship between the U.S. and its former colony, remarks he repeated on Facebook this past weekend.
Filipinos really treat the United States as something much more than brother, much more than family. In fact, some are saying we're the 51st state of the United States.
But not treated like one, says Malu Takia of the consulting firm Publicus Asia. She agrees with Foreign Secretary Yasay.
Today, it is a reality that we are no longer your little brown brothers. That may be true decades, centuries ago, but today, we deserve to be treated well, considering the geographical position, strategic position of the Philippines in Asia.
And because of that position, many foreign policy analysts here think the Philippines is getting shortchanged by Washington in terms of military assistance, says Richard Haydarian, author of Asia's New Battlefield, U.S., China, and the Struggle for the Western Pacific, reached via Skype.
It still pales in comparison to billions of dollars that the United States gives to allies such as Jordan, Egypt, not to mention Israel.
Those other countries, says Dindo Manhid of the Albert Del Rosario Institute, a Manila think tank, get sophisticated weaponry, tanks, fighters, etc. The Philippines gets 50-year-old decommissioned Coast Guard frigates and other hand-me-downs. And that bothers him. He's asked U.S. officials about it.
And the only unofficial answer I get was, you're not ready. So the Middle East countries are better prepared than us. We're not ready. So it's really maybe Duterte is right that we have not been treated well in this relationship.
Right about that, but wrong, Manhid says, for Duterte to go all in with China.
He's so fascinated by the idea of stronger economic relations with China without realizing the U.S. is our number two trading partner. Our country is driven by remittances. It's our consumption-based economy. 40% of that comes from the United States.
Manhid believes the U.S. and the Philippines can still work out their differences and should and could if the U.S. shows the Philippines just a little more love. A new poll shows nearly 8 out of 10 Filipinos trust the U.S. and about the same number distrust China, largely because of its territorial expansion in the South China Sea. President Duterte needs to be careful not to get too close to China too soon, Manhid warns, or his record public approval rating will tank in a hurry. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Manila.